Yo, 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 it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Season 7, Season Siete. That's episode 123. That's 123. Yay, let's go. Welcome back, man. Welcome back. Today's episode is called I've Been Toxic. So I started therapy. Whoo. First off, how y'all doing, man? I got to say, this topic alone, it's like when you realize that you need to grow from where you're at because there's other places you want to go, you'll start to put things in a better perspective. And I'm going to start with last week. I had a race on last Sunday. I want to say it was like November 5th. It was November 5th, last Sunday. It was the hot chocolate race. I had ended up doing the 15K, a little under 10 miles, like 9.5, something like that. And I had the craziest like time, and I had to put things in perspective because I tend to overthink, and I'm grateful that therapy has helped me start to navigate some of the way that I move through life and the decisions that I make and the people who I have around me and the people who I choose to distance myself from. But I'm just figuring it all out. And I'm here to help anyone else know that you don't have to be in this alone, especially if you feel there's a need to talk to a non-biased, an unbiased opinion that's not the one that you've used to hearing from, that you're used to hearing from. So I started the race, man. It ended up being like a crazy day, perfect weather. I loved every minute of it, and I tend to think about putting things in a better perspective. I've said before, you have 86,400 seconds in the course of a day, right? And a lot of times when I would get mad and upset about things, I would get mad and upset for about 300 seconds. Now, 300 seconds is really just 5 minutes. So if you had $86,400 in your pocket right now, you had to spend 300, you'd probably be like, I got to spend 300. So what? I have to spend it. But if all you have is $300 and you have to spend that $300, you're going to find a way like, wait, I can't do this. I can't afford this. So start treating your life like what you can and can't afford when it comes to the people who you have in it, right? Is that fair to say? Like, listen to me closely. Like, and I feel like E.T. when I say that. When every time I listen to E.T., he'll tell you, like, listen to me very closely. But listen to me very closely. Treat your life like how you treat your bank account. You know, I know I've been toxic in ways where I've been very passive aggressive or very condescending, if that's kind of like going hand in hand. But I know that there's ways that I can use wordplay where I would end up getting what I want, but I'm so like reluctant to use it in a way where I think I'm harming people and I feel like I'm hurting people. Like, I know I've been toxic. I know I've been a person who may look a certain way, but once you got to know me, there was a different layer, a different understanding of what comes with me. A lot of times I built a lot of my relationships off sand. And there's this great analogy that E.T. uses about these houses being built in California, beautiful million-dollar homes, but they were all built on sand, and they didn't understand why, if they would have just went a little deeper and hit bedrock, that they would be on a strong foundation. It's just like the people in your life. A lot of your relationships are built off sand. So when that earthquake comes or that tornado comes, you know, just an infraction in your relationship where you may have a disagreement, if you're not built on a strong foundation, you can let everything wash away because you were built on a weak foundation, but you had a strong structure mentally, but you didn't exude that through communication with the person that you talk to and relay messages to daily. It's all about communication. You don't have to be right about things, but being relatable can get you to somewhere that you've never been before. So I know that I would even use that back in the past, even when I was overweight, being 300 pounds. Like, I know I was toxic. I had ways of manipulating people. And I think back now, I'm just like, man, just because you did it with a smile doesn't make you a good person, Patrick. Like, you're not a good person because you got what you wanted and you did it with a smile and you didn't feel like you hurt anyone. But the words that you use, you got to understand there's power in the things that you say. And a lot of times, men and women, we both don't really understand, or either we understand and we just, you know, knock out what we like. We knock out what resonates to be normal and have the decency to be and be graceful to people. Because I know in some instances I don't give grace. I should give grace in my relationships. I should give grace in any situation that I'm in, because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've been a 300-pound toxic Patrick. I've been a 180-pound toxic Patrick. Like, I understand that I have toxic ways and I have ways that I need to change. But I have to start somewhere, and that's all about holding myself accountable. So when I went to therapy and started going to therapy, my therapist even broke it down to me. It was just like, you are here for a reason, you know, from not only being shot and running marathons and biking 100 miles. Like, I say these things because I want you to understand that you can do it too. So when I went to therapy, I understand that you can do it too. There are a lot of broken men walking this planet who don't understand that the words they use hurt people. The way that they've been taught may not be the best way. You don't have to be, I don't have to be right about this, but you can definitely relate to what I'm saying. So I have to think about the words that I say, because like I say before, words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out, and your future is designed in your habits. So if you make a habit of doing things of old, you'll never get to places of new. So you want new results with the same effort that you're giving, and you won't get anywhere. That's the definition of insanity, wanting different results, but you're not doing anything different to get to where you want to go. When I was 300 pounds, I felt as if the world was against me. People just didn't want to see me happy, and, you know, nothing went my way. But it was just like, dude, you are in your own way. Like, it was a reason why I had to sit down, and they're telling me you have traits of colon cancer. You have traits of this. You have 7 polyps in your colon. One is cancerous, and we need to get it out before something goes wrong. Something actually did go wrong. And I went to therapy for this too, because I never resonated when I got shot in 2008. I never went to therapy for that. I just went along and got advice from people who never went through what I went through. I never went to therapy when I was 300 pounds and I had all these bad, ill thoughts about life, and I didn't understand what was in front of me. And I don't really remember a lot of my life from 2012 to 2017. Like, I had to go to therapy for these things. And there are things that have happened to people in their lives that they don't come to terms with. So when I learned to pray and I learned to meditate properly, I started listening to a meditation session where I get to talk to the younger Patrick. I get to talk to 7-year-old Patrick. I get to talk to 10-year-old Patrick, and I get to talk to him, and I can resonate with him. I can relate to him because he was always just trying to be heard. No one was actually there to listen. So it was just like, I can go back and talk to him, and we have a better understanding and help Patrick of present day move forward. That's where meditation comes in. That's when my prayer comes in, because every morning I get up, I pray and I meditate. This is day 313 of me running repeatedly every single day. I have not missed a day this year. Let me give myself some credit in here for that. 313 days I've been running every single day. I'm coming up close to like 900 miles. Like, I did a GPS thing for where it shows, like, I've ran from Illinois to Texas mile wise. So I'm just grateful that God has continued to bless me and be able to provide a scenario for people to understand that they can do things that they seem unimaginable. Like, you can do these things. Like I told you, like, I would have never thought that I would have been a 100-mile cyclist and that can ride my bike like that in a day. I would have never thought that I could run a marathon 3 times now. Like, these are the things that I do. I say these things because I'm an extraordinary person. You are too, but you have to start believing those things. You have to start loving yourself a little better. Start showing yourself a little grace, because you don't have to get it right, but you got to show up. That's the only way that you beat fear. You beat fear by showing up. The only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So if you're curious enough to do better, you're going to go better, and you're going to do better with people around you. You can have the cafeteria mindset where we can still all eat in the same room. We don't have to eat at the same table. You have to start valuing yourself just like that bank account I was telling you about. Like, start valuing yourself just like the people. If you had a certain amount of money in your account and you know there's a thing that you can and you can't afford, I can't afford negativity. I can't afford none of these things. I can afford constructive criticism, but I can afford it from my sacred circle. I don't need everybody to you know, give me kudos. I don't need everybody to be to have bad comments or ill will feelings towards me. I don't need that. I have a sacred circle that I have amongst myself, and we construct amongst each other. We get the messaging going amongst each other. This is what we do for each other. You talk to one another. You build that line of communication. Communication can take you places you've never been before. But until you get to the root and you understand that the words that you use, I say words, I spells all the time. So when you speak, you spell out. So when you constantly say that you can do these things, your brain starts to believe those things. And then your brain starts giving you the realities of the things that you have finished. That gives you a dopamine effect to go forward and keep growing and keep doing and going places you've never been before. Because if you're communicating with these people, understand what I'm saying. Listen to me very closely. If you're listening to the people around you and all you hear is this outside noise, you're just going to remain where you're at. You steady constantly talking to people who have that zip code mentality where they haven't seen what you've seen. They haven't gone through what you've gone through. So for you to compare yourself to all these people when there are 8 billion people on this planet and you understand that you want to give all the credit and due to these people to take you, detract you from your goal, it's too many. You can get too many feelings involved when you know you can get a lot of yeses just because you heard one no. I've heard one no and all I've gone is for the yeses. I've gone for myself. I understand that I'm not going, life isn't fair, but it's just to make it better for me. I want to make it better for the ones around me. Like, there's a reason why, you know, I run with run groups and, you know, me starting up one at some point, because I want people who look like me being able to understand that we can do these things together. I did a race back in August with my boy, Wadi, and it was an amazing thing because we were running in the gardens. Right. There's a lot of people who need therapy who stay in the gardens. If you're not familiar with the gardens, you got to look it up. You know what I'm saying? Look up Augel Gardens. You know what I'm saying? It's in Chicago. And we did a run for prostate cancer, for diabetes. And the run for diabetes was it meant a lot to me because not only is this neighborhood projected as a bad neighborhood, no one shows any love to these neighborhoods because they've been depicted to be as if the worst scenarios that you can put yourself in the city of Chicago. But what dawned to me was that there was a little boy who came up to us and, you know, he was asking me questions as I was sitting in my car waiting for my boy. He was like, wait, what are you doing? Like, I saw you guys walking. I saw you guys taping things off and pointing and all that. So he was asking me what was going on. I said, we're setting up for a race. We're setting up for the race for diabetes in the gardens. We're going to run a 5K in the gardens. And when I posted that up on my Facebook, people were like, what? You're going to run in the guards. You better be careful. But you got to understand that you only know what you're exposed to. So if you've only been exposed to certain verbiage or certain scenarios that's been depicted to you through certain ways of media, you're not going to see that there's a beauty, that's something inside. But that's just like with people. People get judged without actually understanding who this person is and the character that they bring. So I go back to going back to the gardens. When that little boy asked me, he was like, why are you running? Like, you running for fun? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, nobody's chasing you. I'm like, no, nobody's chasing me. Like, I'm doing this because this is a therapeutic experience. Like, me running every day is therapeutic. Running is my therapy. Like, yes, I go to therapy, but I also, my therapist tells me, he's like, you're going to end up coaching and preaching to somebody in a way that you're going to reach the masses. And I have this dream often. I have this dream where not only with the podcast, I'm very appreciative for this podcast to be in 65 countries. Like, that's no small feat. That's no small task. I've been doing this for a long time, but the more you do things, the better you are at it. So if you're better at procrastinating, the better you are going to be with that. If you have the people around you who are going to enable that aspect of your life, then you're going to have more things around that. So I had to get rid of the procrastinators, had to get rid of the people who say things but weren't putting words to their actions. They weren't putting actions to their words. That's what I meant to say. They're just talking to be a lot of fluff. It was just like, no. So, and I had to leave people alone. It's like, it's easy for me to love you, but it's harder for me to leave because I care too much. But in the same instance, I care more about me because I have to be there for other people. I have friends who tell me, or not even friends, just associates, who say, Patrick, I get up every morning and I look forward to going to your video, to your profile, because for one, I know you're going to get up in the morning time. Two, I know you're going to run, you're going to pray, you're going to meditate, you're going to take care of your girls, you're going to do all the things necessary, what makes me get out of the rut that I'm in, especially going into this depression season, because this is men's mental health month, and no one talked about that. So it's a reason why today's episode is called I went to therapy, because therapy has been depicted as this thing where if you're crazy or you need help. Like, yes, you need help. Like, everyone needs help. No one got to where they're at in life by themselves. Everyone had an example to put forth in front of them to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. You're comparing. It's cool to emulate, but you put your own spin on it. So the thing is that you go to therapy. I know traditionally, when black men go to therapy, they were called weak. They were called, but he's like, if you want to keep somebody where they're at, you take away their resources to make them think small. That's just like with the projects. And I always, and I go back to this too. It's just like when people say, even though I'm vegan, it's going on 6 years next month in December. Shout out to me, 6 years of being vegan. But when people say that the pig is the most disgusting animal on the planet, I beg to differ on that. Because just like with black people, they were placed in the projects. It's the same thing with the pig. The pig is part of the hippopotamus family. So if you put the pig back out in the wild with his cousins, he'll act just like his cousins. He'll do and run and play just like his cousins did. So when you take people from where they're at and you put them in a scenario where there is dark, there's no light, you don't see the things, you don't have the world purview as other people who aren't the same color as you. So you start looking at things a little different. Like, damn. Now you put people in the project and you say, look at them, look at the way they act, look at that, you're depicting them in a way that they're not. So we have deep rooted issues when you don't realize that we were once sold at one time because of the way that we look. So when you think about these things, you have to go to therapy, because there were a lot of deep rooted issues that were done to black men that they never resonated with themselves. And that's why we're in the predicament that we're in right now. Let's go to therapy, get that help, get that unbiased opinion. It's okay. Don't think that you got to do this by yourself. You don't. I'm telling you that you don't. I'm telling you that right now. Say it to yourself. I love myself. I will do this for myself, but I'm doing it for the ones around me, for the ones that love me, for the ones that don't love me. I love you yet and still, because there's nothing but love coming from me, because love ain't love until you show it. My mama said it all the time. Let's go. Woo, man. It's the reason why I do it. I'm consistently consistent. I just told you, I get up every single day. I pray, I meditate. I'm up at 3:30 in the morning. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I make it happen. That's dedication. That's consistency. I just want to show you what consistency looks like. 313 days. How many times have you done something for 313 days consistently? Don't worry, I wait. But I'm not going to wait, because I'm right back to tell you to start doing it today. You can start doing it today. You can start doing it today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can make it happen today. Start doing it today. Make it happen today. Don't put it off on. I told you, words are spells. So when you speak, you spell out. And when I told you, your truth and your future is designed in your habits. So make it a habit to speak it positive to yourself. Make it a habit to start speaking well amongst yourself and the ones that are around you. It's all about your character. You got to understand, to go places you've never been before, you got to do things that you've never done. So before you sit up here and say, I can't get up in the morning time, you're training yourself. You're building reps in your mind saying, I can't do this. But if you start switching that, you start doing it. I get up every single day at 3:30 in the morning. I told you, Fat Pat wasn't doing that. I love Fat Pat. He's brought me to where I'm at. It's the reason why I was in Men's Health Magazine 2022, April of 22, page 73. Look me up. I'm in there. They talk about the homicide attempt that was on my life. I was shot 1 inch away from dying. Think about that. I'm here for a reason. Colon cancer didn't take me out. I went vegan, lost 100 pounds in 8 months. I did that. I do that. I do these things. I told you, I got a resume. Let's make it work. Let's make it happen. I'm podcast dad of the year two times, but in 2 years in a row. I did that. I do these things. You can do it too. I'm trying to tell you things that you can do, because you can't keep telling yourself that you can't. You have to build reps in your mind. The stronger you build the reps, the stronger you are. If you say you can't do something, you're building yourself to be bad. You're having bad thoughts, ill will feelings. Those things come to you. Don't do that. Don't do those things. Love yourself. Be true to yourself. Know that you can do things as long as you put your mind to it, because there's nobody better for you to do what you do except for you. Let's go. Yes, go. Tomorrow's day 314. You think I'm gonna be up at 3:30 in the morning? You damn right. I pray to God, I pray to the universe, I make sure things happen. That's what I do. I went to therapy because my therapist even said, look, you have something about yourself that you just needed this for confirmation to go to the next level. A lot of times you try to go from 0 to 100, but level 67 got something very important on it. You need to cherish the moments in what you're in and understand that what you're here for a reason. Everybody's here for a reason. I thought I wasn't here for a reason until I got shot. Boom, 2008. I told you, I'm great with these things. I'll give you a timeline. 2008, July 20th, I'm shot at 2:46 in the morning. Boom, go to the hospital. Had this talk with a guy who's missing half his face. I ain't know what was going on with that. He telling me, man, live your life. You got to make better decisions. Don't end up like me. He was riding on his motorcycle, riding over 100 miles an hour. He hits a rock. They were shooting at him. He hits a rock. Face go, bam. I'm like, I'm on 64th in California. Holy cross. I don't ever want to go back there. But the thing is, as I say, I'm sitting up there listening to him. Like, I don't want to be here, but I know I'm here for a reason. Fast forward, I have inguinal hernia. I have my testicles the size of golf balls, okay? So I have to get that removed. They rip me open. Testicles split open like a butterfly. They take that out. I got a five-inch cut incision. I have a synthetic mesh in my groin. It hurts. When that boy flips, I flip my lid because there's nothing I can do about that. So I've learned to adjust, and I pray and I meditate about that. So then you fast forward a little bit more. They tell me that I've been bleeding for 5 years when I went to the bathroom. Never told anybody. It was an uncomfortable conversation to have, but yet and still, I bled for 5 years. 5 years. Don't do that. Go to the doctor. Get yourself checked out. That's why I went to therapy. Like, depression and these ill will feel thoughts are just a sickness. We are a lot of people walking around sick and just don't know it, but the depiction is a bad connotation of being sick when you really just need to be healthy, because being sick is okay. Go get the help is where you go wrong at, and that's why you stay where you're at. Let's not stay where we're at. I went to therapy for a reason. It's helped me elevate to where I'm at now, because you can do it too. I just told you. I get up every day at 3:30. I pray, I meditate, and I go run. I don't care if it's 25 below zero. I got videos of 25 below zero. I'm outside running, being consistent. You're always sitting on the couch anyhow. Let me stop playing. But what I'm saying to you is get up. You can do that. Let's go. Man, I love y'all, man. Today's episode was great. I'm going to get back to eating these empanadas. You know what? I had these empanadas. I started busting the sweat a little bit, but let's go. I told you. Let's go. Don't let nothing stop you. You are in your own way. Don't do that. It may sound simple, but it's really true. You build reps in your mind. You constantly say what you can't do. Your brain is always listening. It does not know when you're serious or not. All it knows is that it was said. Your mind is that strong. All it knows is that it was said. So now it starts to formulate a plan and an idea to help you execute. You just don't understand how powerful your execution is, because all you're doing is this. Understand what you're saying. Because once you understand what you're saying, you can go places that you've never been before. But if you have that zip code mentality for yourself, you're going to stay where you're at. You're not going to go out and see the world. The world is going to continue to be the world, and you're going to continue to be where you're at, being stagnant. Don't do that. This is where I'm at with it, man. Life is good. You just got to understand, believe, achieve, repeat. I told you, I was 302 pounds, had colon cancer, had a synthetic mesh put inside my system. I'm telling you, colon cancer gone. I don't have it anymore. I get up every single day. I ran 3 marathons. Okay. I didn't set up here and rode my bike 3 times, 100 miles in one day. I do these things. 2020 marathon, 21, 100 miles in Atlanta on my bike for my birthday. May 22, what I end up doing. I did 100 miles in 19 days. Just something I wanted to do. This year, I've been doing my run streak. So every day, 313 days, I've shown you how to be consistently consistent. You have to watch the words you use, because every time you speak, you spell out your destiny. And your destiny is your future, and your future is designing your habits. So if you got a habit of doing the same thing over and over again, expect the same result. Just expect the same result. You can't want more without doing more. If you're built on sand, you're going to fail every single time. You want these type of things, but your structure isn't strong. You see other people. Don't compare yourself with other people. You don't know what they had to do to get to where they at. You don't know what they did. They may do some things that you're not ready for. You're not aware of. So before you do that, before you want to emulate someone's life in its totality, understand that you got you first. Worry about you first. Make sure you show up for you first. The only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. That's how you beat fear. Just show up. Once you show up, you can understand that you can go places that you've never been before. And just the people who've been around you, they can still help you win. Have that GM mindset. You scout the people who are around. You're your best scout. You're your own general manager. You're the one who dictates how long you need somebody around. That's why you only need certain people around you for a certain amount of time. You just ain't been a good general manager. You ain't been managing the time properly. Some people who used to kick it around for 8, 9, 10 hours, they only need 4 hours. They only need 4. Your salary cap. You have a salary cap. Compare that to your life. Well, if you have a salary cap into your life, that means it's a certain amount of money that I got that I can't go over, because now I'm getting taxed. Luxury taxed at that. So the more you go over, the more you overexert yourself. Treat your life just like that. Treat your life like a salary cap. There's certain positions that everyone gets paid for. Okay, everyone gets paid for a certain amount of time. It may be 3 years, 100 million, 4 years, 186 million. But it's a reason why I only need y'all together for so long, because everyone progresses differently. When people want contracts, when they play sports and they want to get better every year, because the better you get, the more money you might receive. So you start treating your life that way, you will understand, like, damn, the better I get at this, the more I receive. Because I told you, what you do the most is what you're supposed to be able to do best. So find what it is that you love to do. And once you do that, repeat it. Wash your hands, rinse and repeat. Do the same thing. Believe, achieve, repeat. Treat your life like a salary cap. You can't afford nonsense. I told you, you got 86,400 seconds in the course of a day. If you had $86,400 in your pocket right now, just like I just told you, and you had to spend $300 of it, it wouldn't bother you to spend that $300. But if all you got is $300 and that's all your emotional tank can take, then that's where you cut short, and now you got problems. Now you got traumatizations. Now you got things that you got to go through that if you just kept going, kept growing, and being with people who want to see you win, your life, your lifestyle will be different from where it's at right now. But since you, and if you had to spend 300, I told you, 300 seconds is just 5 minutes. So before you get caught up in how people make you feel, even if it's good or bad, don't spend that long on it. Spend your 300 seconds. I told you, 300 seconds ain't nothing but 5 minutes. You gonna let that ruin your day? So, hey, this has been a good episode, man. I love y'all. I said, I know I've been toxic because I've been toxic a lot of time. I might have to do a part two to this. I don't know, because I got to get into the toxicity of my passive aggression, you know, me being condescending, and even the things that were done to me, because I only know what I'm exposed to. You know, I got trust issues, but it was because what was done to me. So it's like I'm still working there. I want to move on and not be able always to have to get my lick back. I don't want to always to get my lick back. I don't need that in my life. I don't need to be the villain. When I try to be something that I'm not, it shows. You know, I'm a very high energetic person. This is what I do. I do this every single day. People are like, you really get up and you really run every day and you go out and you be singing in the cold and you do. Yes, this is what I do. I love doing this. And I love doing this for other people. You know, when people tell me that they legit get up and go to my page to watch my look, I felt good. I got to say this. A group of friends of mine, we were all having fun and, you know, talking, doing whatever. And they were like, man, Pat, We got your saying memorized, man. And, you know, and I'm gonna love this. I'm gonna be able to talk about this in the car with the girls, like we always do. We probably riding and looking at each other right now, like Farrah looking at me, I'm looking at her, and then Carly looking at me, and Ayana, we all looking at each other. So it's gonna be, I love being a girl dad. This is what I do. So when we in the car riding with each other and we be looking at each other like this, and we just laugh because what I'm saying right now, they be looking, they be hearing their name. They love when they hear their name, and we watching the podcast, but. And even the girls started saying it now. And Carly, who will be 3 years old next week, thank goodness, my Carly Warley, my baby will be 3 years old next week. I'm so appreciative of her. But they're even saying my morning saying that I do. So if you follow me and you watch me when I get up in the morning time, whether I'm on top of a building or on top of the stairs or doing whatever, this is my saying, and the girls are gonna say it with me while we're riding in the car. So I'm doing this for y'all, girls. Y'all, I'm doing this when we ride in the car. All right. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Get up. Check out God's artwork. It's beautiful. Hashtag clear my fitness mile on your walk or your run today. Know that I love you, and tell someone else you love them today too. And you already know. Let's go. That's what I do. That's my morning thing, to tell everyone that I love you. And my mom always says to me, love isn't love until you show it. So I say it, and I mean that. And you can see it because I've been consistent. Consistency can change your mindset. Communication can change things for you. If you believe in communication, you believe in being consistently consistent, I can guarantee you that you won't be where you're at, because there are other places that you need to go, because they'll value your time. And then you'll value your time as well. If you value your time, trust me, you learn how not to devalue it, because it means that much to you, because it's something that you'll never be able to get back. You want an ROI on your time, right? So know that I love you. I did this episode because I love you, man. This is, I said I've been toxic. I went to therapy. Prayer, meditation has changed some things in my life. It's made me consistently consistent. It's made me a better man, a better father. It's made me a better overall person. And this is why I do it for. I do it for y'all. I do it for my girls. I do it for y'all. So just know that, okay? And I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. And I'm out.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.